Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 10th installment in Washing Before Bread. We discussed last time when one might be exempt from washing for bread, but what we didn't discuss was what happens once there's the exemption. So it's interesting, the common practice does not seem to be exactly what's prescribed in halacha. If people can remember back to different trips, it's very common people will take the sandwich, hold it in the plastic bag, in a circumstance that there's not water for four meal ahead or one meal behind, let's say, and they'll eat in that way because they're not touching the bread. And that is the great concern that the rabbis had. The rabbis were concerned, Dilma Asi Laminga, maybe the person will touch the bread. So the rabbis exempted him or her from washing, but that doesn't mean there's not a concern that the person will render the bread ritually impure. So what really the rabbis did is the rabbis said, normally we tell you that you have to wash. Even if you don't plan on touching the bread, you have to wash. But because the water is so far away, we'll give you the opportunity to put in another control. Instead of actually cleaning your hands, put in a control to make sure that you don't touch the bread. So that is the concept. But what it actually says in halacha is not that I'll hold the bread in a bag. What it actually says in halacha is that I'll put something on my hand to make sure I don't touch the bread. When you think about it, if I'm, let's say, again, forgive me if this sounds strange, but I just want to share what it actually says in halacha. If I'm, let's say, wearing a glove. So if I'm wearing a glove, there's no way I'm touching that bread. If I eat the sandwich when I'm holding the sandwich in a plastic bag, then what's going to happen when a little bit of the bread, you know, falls out of my falls out of the bag and I just want to pick up that little crumb? What, I'm going to pick it up with my bag? That's not going to happen. It's instinct. I'm just going to pick it up. So the situation is much more secure when I'm covering my hand versus when I'm covering the bread. So that's really what's brought down in halacha, truth be told. And the other interesting thing that's cited in halacha is one should really cover both hands. Again, when we wash, we don't just wash one hand. We wash both hands. So that's the actual method prescribed when one is exempt from washing. An interesting question that's discussed in the authorities is what's called water. Let's say I can find a drink that's water-based, right? I mean, the majority of liquid in, Coca-Cola is water. Let's say I take some orange juice. Let's say I take wine. These are all liquids. Do some of these work? Do all these work? Do none of these work? Does it specifically have to be water? So clearly the basic halacha is water. The next step, according to many authorities, is any drink that the majority of the liquid is water. So that, as we said, would certainly include soft drinks and things of that sort. What's more of a question is general fruit drinks. And what's considered even lower down the pole is wine. There's much, much discussion about using wine or orange juice or apple juice in the absence of water. There's much more leeway given for, let's say, a soft drink. Obviously, if one had actual water, that's what you're supposed to use. But in a circumstance where one didn't have access to water, it very well might be all right to use all or some of these things. Again, if the majority of the liquid is water, there's much more to talk about. What's very clear that is far better than the other alternatives we mentioned is something like seltzer, right? Which really is water, just with some added aspects. But again, the bottom line is when water is accessible, I definitely need to wash with water. The question is if water is not readily available, but I have one of these other drinks, could I use that instead? And what would clearly be the best is to use seltzer. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.